Chapter 35, Section 4. Changes in Central and Eastern Europe. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the collapse of the Soviet Union. In this section, you will read about the fall of communism and other changes in Central and Eastern Europe. Poland and Hungary reform. How did Poland and Hungary change? Gorbachev urged communist leaders in Eastern Europe to change their policies, but many of them resisted. Despite resistance from the old communist leaders, the people of Eastern Europe wanted reform. Protest movements began to build. In Poland, years of economic problems troubled the people. Polish workers organized a union called Solidarity. Solidarity went on strike to get the government to recognize the union. The government gave in to Solidarity's demands, but later, the government banned the union and threw Lech Walesa, the union's leader, in jail. This caused unrest. Finally, the government was forced to allow elections. The Polish people voted overwhelmingly against the communists and for Solidarity. However, the Polish people became frustrated with how slow and painful the road to economic recovery and capitalism was. In 1995, they voted Walesa out of office and replaced him with Alexander Kwasniewski as president. Inspired by the Poles, leaders in Hungary started a reform movement. The reformers took over the Communist Party. Then the party voted itself out of existence. In 1999, Hungary joined NATO as a full member. Question 1. What caused frustration and change in Poland? Germany reunifies. What changes occurred in Germany? Change soon came to East Germany as well. Its leaders resisted at first. Then thousands of people across the country demanded free elections. Soon, the Berlin Wall, which divided East and West Berlin, was torn down. By the end of 1989, the Communist Party was out of power. The next year, reunification occurred. The two parts of Germany, East and West, were one nation again. But the new nation had many problems. The biggest problem was the weak economy in the East. And, as the largest nation in Central Europe, Germany needed to face its new role in world affairs. Question 2. What happened after the Berlin Wall fell? Democracy spreads in Czechoslovakia. What happened in Czechoslovakia? In Czechoslovakia, calls for reform took place. When the government cracked down on protesters, thousands of Czechs poured into the streets. One day, hundreds of thousands of people gathered to protest in the nation's capital. The communists agreed to give up power. Reformers launched an economic reform program that caused a sharp rise in unemployment that especially hurt Slovakia, the republic occupying the eastern third of the country. In 1993, the country split into two separate nations, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The economies of both slowly improved. Question 3. How did the government of Czechoslovakia change? Overthrow in Romania. What happened in Romania? In Romania, Nicolae Ceausescu, the communist dictator, ordered the army to shoot at protesters. This caused larger protests. The army then joined the people and fought against the secret police, loyal to Ceausescu. He was captured and executed in 1989. General elections quickly followed, and the new government reformed the economy. Romania struggled with corruption and crime as it tried to improve the economy. The government made economic reforms to introduce capitalism. Question 4. How did the government of Romania change? The breakup of Yugoslavia. What happened in Yugoslavia? Yugoslavia was made up of many different ethnic groups. In the early 1990s, they began fighting. When Serbia tried to control the government, two other republics, Slovenia and Croatia, declared independence. Slovenia beat back a Serbian invasion, but Serbia and Croatia fought a bloody war. In 1992, Bosnia-Herzegovina also declared independence. Serbs who lived in that region opposed the move. Using aid from Serbia, they fought a brutal civil war against the Bosnian Muslims, the largest group in Bosnia. The Serbs used murder and other forms of brutality against the Muslims. This ethnic cleansing was intended to rid Bosnia of its Muslims. The United Nations helped create a peace agreement. In 1998, the Balkan region experienced violence again in Kosovo, a province in southern Serbia, which Serbian forces invaded in order to suppress an independence movement. A NATO bombing campaign forced Serbian leaders to withdraw their forces. Question 5. Who fought in the civil war in Yugoslavia?